This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Israel is preparing ground troops along the Gaza border Thursday, and Hamas launched rocket barrages at southern Israel as the fiercest hostility in years dragged on with no end in sight. Sirens blared in Tel Aviv overnight, and the sound of rockets being shot down by Israel's Iron Dome system filled the sky, sending thousands of Israelis to shelters. By dawn Thursday, Israel had renewed its airstrikes on the Palestinian coastal enclave, destroying a six-story residential building in the middle of Gaza City. As world powers reiterate calls for calm, a wave of violence between Jewish Israelis and the country's Arab minority has continued to spread in several Israeli cities, with attacks on synagogues and Arab-Jewish fighting in the streets. Faced with a growing shortage, a dozen states ranging from Florida to Virginia declared a state of emergency, heightening the sense of panic among customers who flocked to gas stations, bearing fuel cans and other containers to fill up. A ransomware attack Friday on Colonial Pipeline forced the company to shut down its entire network, hampering supply in the eastern part of the United States. Five people suffocated in a Nepal hospital after oxygen ran out this week, just the latest victims of a vicious COVID surge that risks devastating the impoverished country and its ill-equipped healthcare system. Daily new cases have risen 60-fold since April 1st, and nearly 1,000 people have died in the past 10 days, according to official figures, which, as in neighboring India, are seen as underreporting the scale of the virus. In the capital, Kathmandu, several hospitals have said they can no longer